So, right, we got a new term, right? So instead of y'all ninjas being called bitch-ass niggas, right? Y'all are now nigga bitches, okay?
Yeah. Mitches?
Nigga bitches.
Oh. Please excuse the many times she's going to say the N-word.
Okay, yeah.
Please excuse
that. But that's what y'all are now, okay? Y'all grown-ass men out here acting like freaking bitches, okay? Ooh. Y'all are nigga bitches. Ooh. Y'all are no longer... You don't even get the pleasure,
that
okay?
Chest,
of even being called a bitch-ass nigga these days, okay? Ooh. You are a nigga bitch, okay? That's what you are. Okay?
A nigga bitch.
Nigga bitch.
She says, stop adding stuff on now.
Okay. Nigga, bitch. Okay? Not even a bitch ass nigga no more, okay?
Look,
not even that no more. You don't even get that. You don't even earn that, okay? That's too much respect for you, okay? Nigga, bitch. Mm. That's what y'all are, okay? Remember that, okay? Nigga, bitch.
Uno, dos, tres. Three, babe.
Perfectly designed crew, cause we the big three.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl.
What's up, y'all? It's the Get Him Girl Crew podcast. Business John. To the left, I got the operations John that be trying to operate and do her thing.
That don't operate.
We're not doing this.
To
the right of me, we have the social media John that's around here getting all these crazy memes and stuff going on, talking all that slick shit to y'all.
It is what it is.
So, y'all, this is episode 5.
I just want to point out, for those of you who are not watching our YouTube, Whitney does not love us today. She is like all the way towards the back of the room.
I've been back here.
We're all the way up here.
I've been back here.
She's being real like she doesn't want to touch us.
I've been back here.
She ain't been back
too
here.
Hot. Y'all want me titty sweat? I have to have titty sweat.
I don't
every
care.
We have an episode.
Cuddling and shit.
No
this
titty
is how we
sweat.
Do every time. We shit. Be cuddling and shit.
This
now you don't want to
really
cuddle.
Really on her Drakeyana today. Okay?
I am. Because I feel some type of way. Because she's all far away and stuff.
Yeah, only Drakeyana.
I know you ain't talking. You was rubbing all on her before
okay.
We got started.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
you wanted her near you too. See
y'all, listen. This is... Episode 5 of season 4. And I'm about to quit these bitches because I'm sick of them. You
nope.
Understand?
Not allowed.
As a get them girl,
we deny
I'm about to go out and get out of here.
Nope.
You understand? I'm about to get going.
Nope.
Got my face. Are you in my box?
You ain't got
see
no
what
box.
I'm saying?
You in my box.
And like now all of a sudden you got a box.
You in my box. Got my box. Don't.
Right.
Exactly why she a bully. She a bully. She a work bully. She at home bully. She a bully, bully, bully.
Now, see, that's their fight. That's their wife fight.
I'm a
right
bull.
Now.
Bully.
No, I'm not.
She a bully.
I am
she a bully.
Nobody.
Where she go?
I'm not a bully.
How she hesitate like
she's
that?
A bully.
Oh my God. So what's been going on with y'all? Any good shit before we get into these kind of topics about these famous and infamous people?
Famous and infamous.
I'm just saying.
No.
I don't think so.
No? Me either. Let me see.
I don't remember.
You know,
if anything, it wasn't memorable.
Yeah, it's not memorable. Regular degla. Huh? You think you do? Well, let's go.
I don't.
Here you go.
I go.
Y'all see this is exactly why I'm fooled with the girl.
Right.
But anyway, so while we getting into things or whatever, even though this wasn't something we were going to talk about, I'm going to talk about it real quick. Because if y'all ain't know, Trump about to shut down this TikTok thing because he tired of the Chinese around here trying to take our information.
What I'm mad at is that I just did my first fucking TikTok. And now he wants to stop it. Like, I literally just did one. Then my first one.
If my problem
like,
was your fault.
I'm thinking, like, damn. So I
now
get on TikTok.
As soon as you did it.
Soon as I get on TikTok.
So
I'm like, nope.
Man,
getting rid of
man.
TikTok. Nope. Nah.
I'm going to make an executive order.
Yo,
to ban TikTok.
Yo, I'm
and
like.
I had some videos I was about to kill.
Well, you better have it uploaded before he shut it down. Hopefully he doesn't, because it's like I look at it because of some of these just dancers and some of the even just the quote unquote the famous people too. They're on TikTok and it's just bringing everybody together and everybody redoing all these different videos and things. People are becoming TikTok famous over this. So what about the TikTok famous folk?
Well, this is what I'm going to say. Let Trump shut down TikTok. It's a wrap for him getting elected again. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. That generation.
I can tell you that.
That millennium, they're going to be like, what? You took what?
Not only that, but do you understand how TikToking has let these kids be leave their parents alone? That's and you want to take away what's getting these kids away from these parents and aggravating their nerves?
It's brought a lot of households together, too.
And it brought a lot of households together.
See, that's what I was about to say, because you don't even got no goddamn kids.
But I know a bunch of goddamn kids.
Mama said, but she knows kids. Like, how you going to say that? Just because she doesn't have. Maybe her fur baby not messing with her now that she done uploaded her first.
I'm coming over there and do a one fur baby.
He is not going to cooperate. I don't know why she keeps saying she going to do one for him. Like,
what
he gonna
is
cooperate.
Going on? Yo, so.
But yeah, he won't win.
I need you to really cut it out. And on a different note, number 45, listen. There's no mask order that you have going on at these rallies. You got these people following you and stuff. Now we done lost somebody.
Herman Cain.
And now one of them other men's, he's sick with the COVID now.
Guess
ever
what?
Since that daggone rally at
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
In Tulsa.
Because Trump,
like, come
you about
on.
To lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Hey!
And he going to do more than that, okay? So, I'm like, dag, like, that doesn't, like, push back or give him pushback or anything. Like, okay, maybe I need to, you know, just be a little bit more cautious about things and or who I have around and that have some type of political leverage.
Well, he's been wearing his mask more.
He's been wearing his mask more.
But he wore his mask 1 week, and then the next week he said, there's no reason to wear a mask. I don't understand. Blah, 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 blah. Like, all of that. And then he went back to wearing a mask, like, this week. So, he's you know, the typical bipolar Trump that we have.
Yeah, he's
like,
just going off and on. Whenever he sees somebody, these two people that got sick, one actually passed away that was actually there around him, and that tight-knit circle, and he probably like, oh snap, let me act like I want to cooperate and get things together. So number 45, just mask up. That's all you gotta do. Like, just mask up for a little bit, you know, when you're ready to talk, just unmask.
But the reason why he's not gonna do that is because he's ran this whole time off of this is a hoax. Like,
so,
it's not real. Like, you don't have to wear a mask. Like, everything that Dr. Fauci says, like, he says the opposite of
right.
So
which
it is what it is.
I don't know. That's just, I don't know. I don't feel like going into that right now. I really
yeah.
Because number
yeah.
45, I just don't. But yeah, anyway, in better news. So, y'all, we got sports popping off now. We get to see sports. Yay!
We sound like a bunch of children. Just we really did.
So, we get to see sports. Even though we can't be there, we get to see sports. Yay! So WNBA, got the NBA, got the, MLB.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is doing anything? Anybody else come out?
The football is starting their training back.
Well,
I think they're about to shut that back down again.
It's a lot going on. So
they're about to shut that back down again.
That may not pop off. But, so we are able to see them hit the hardwood floor with the basketball playing. Mm-hmm. I was able to catch into tune into at work. Sorry, y'all. But at work, I was able to tune into a WNBA game. I haven't seen a WNBA game in, like, since Cheryl Swoops was, like, in. Like, for real, y'all. In the NBA, I'm sorry. I just lost interest after a while. I'm a college girl. I like college football. I like
college basketball.
They let them kind of get away with more. They let them play the game a little bit more with the NCAA. So, and now I'm just, I don't know. know. I might tune into a playoff. I may not. I don't know. So
the Clippers and Lakers game that was on the other night was good.
Was it?
It was good. It was like the fourth quarter was like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was.
Did you tune into anything?
Nope.
I thought you did. I thought you mentioned a game or something because you was like, oh, you didn't watch that game. Was it a Sixer?
Oh, that was a pregame.
Yeah, the scrimmage, because they just started that.
Yeah, they did the scrimmages.
Yeah, they had the scrimmages, and then it just started.
Okay, dropping them threes and shit.
That's what you was talking about. I was going to say, I know I heard you talk about basketball, that you've seen something.
I did, but I
don't know.
But,
yeah, so sports are in effect. Hopefully that, you know, we can get this little itch off. I'm sorry. I wonder what they're doing for the season holders. Like,
I think they're allowed to be on the screen. So what they're doing is like, I know in the NBA ones, they have them on the screen. Like, you can be a fan on the screen.
I won't be no fan. I'm going to be in.
So it's like you're almost like on a Zoom watching the game.
Nah, that ain't good.
Mm-hmm. And then you can like, you know, you can almost act like you're at the game because you can like make noise to like distract the other team, all of that stuff. You can do all of that.
Why?
But
I haven't watched it.
But yeah, that's the only thing you can do. I think that's what they're doing for the season ticket holders. Right. Like, you have that opportunity to like zoom in.
Yeah, that's but you know, just actually being there, something virtually versus being there, mm-hmm. being physically there, it's something totally different.
I know it is.
As you know, me playing basketball, softball, field hockey all throughout my career and growing up and stuff like that, I could not imagine there not be any fans out there. Like, I couldn't imagine it just be quiet and just us talking on the field and conversing. You know what I mean? Because just that extra energy.
Well, I think you get the energy from like the people that are on the screen, but it's not as loud.
Yeah, it's not
but
the same.
But you can still like hear the claps and stuff like that, but it's low.
Yeah, it's not the same when you have an arena of, I don't know, 500 people in the stadium versus people 50,000
people. Like,
it's, you know, it's totally different.
Right.
Plus that energy is just different too as well. Yeah. Because it's more like, even when they're in huddles and stuff like that, yeah, they may say stuff virtually, but just that noise, just the noise of,
you can hear
just everything
going
on.
Dropping there now.
Yeah, everything like, going on.
They were saying somebody had made a comment. Of course, they was cussing. And it was like, yeah, you could hear that clearly.
Obviously.
Right.
Thank you, please.
Because there's nobody, you know, it's nobody there. Yeah. So, yep, of course, you can hear that clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's definitely different. I don't know, guys. This might
but
be
you didn't
a
bring
new
up the most important
reason.
Part.
Huh?
You didn't bring up the most important part about both of them.
Well, I'm going to get into that because, oh, okay, I'm about to talk about her.
Oh, there we go. Because I was waiting.
Yeah,
I was like,
was
come
it.
On now. Get to the most important part.
Nah, because, you know, I'm going to talk about them too in that. So what she's talking about is Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor, she was, they're definitely dedicating the season, WNBA, NBA, WNBA to Breonna Taylor.
Right.
And NBA to Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Breonna Taylor was also on the cover of the O magazine, which has never been done before.
Yep.
Oprah has always been on the cover of her own magazine. So this was something that was a shocker. It was definitely a beautiful portrait of her, a portrait that we've seen, but just the take of it and the enlargement and, you know, everything. It was just a beautiful picture of her. So that was definitely something that is just for the culture.
Yeah.
Just for the culture, you know, it says a lot without saying too much.
Right.
Just to be able to wear Breonna Taylor on the back of your WNBA jersey every night, every time you play, you got a representation of her. Because you could be Breonna Taylor.
Any of us could.
And for the NBA to represent Black Lives Matter, you know, that says a whole lot too as well. Because we have a lot of companies that aren't repping Black Lives Matter.
Right.
So that says a whole lot. A whole lot. A lot in itself.
Also, what I like with the NBA is that they get to choose to wear either their last name on their jersey or like a phrase, right? Mm-hmm. So they get to choose like if they want to wear Black Lives Matter on the back of their jersey instead of their last name, which I think is like huge. Like, because the other day I saw it was Black Lives Matter. It was How Many More. It was I Am a Man. You know, it was stuff like that that they could put on the back of their jerseys instead of their last name. And I just was like, this is so amazing. I'm really praying that all of this leads to legit changes in the justice system and in also the way that our police thing is done in the United States of America. That's what I'm hoping.
Most definitely. Of course, there's always going to be bad apples, and hopefully they it's take care bad of apples bad apples.
You got a bad apple in the Get 'Em Girl crew. You
know,
so
of course, hopefully they take care of those bad apples before they start, you know, rotting off of more and more bad apples. You know what I'm saying? Just doing all that because she can't turn us into bad apples. But, you know, right. It's all good. But anyway, so also with Breonna Taylor, like, the FBI, they have reopened. Girl, bye!
We both rushing you.
This is
today.
Why I'm getting y'all space. See, I ain't got time for y'all shit.
See,
today.
If you was closer to us, you wouldn't be acting like this.
That's you complaining, Drakeana.
Nope. You was doing it too.
But anyway, why these? See, look. Yeah. But anyway, so in the Breonna Taylor case, the FBI has reopened it to look more into their investigation. With everything that has gone with Breonna Taylor. What are you doing? Why are you over here scrunching up your face?
Because she trying to open up that bottle. Like, say what it is.
I'm up here like, what are you doing? Oh, trying to be all secretive.
Right.
Ain't no but it didn't work.
Ain't no need to be secretive.
I was trying to be quiet, not secretive. I ain't want the bottle. I mean, the bag.
She all unprepared.
That's because you could have had a cup.
I know, but I left it downstairs, and I was like, fuck, I'm not walking all the way back down there. Mm. So far.
So far, but yet so close. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do. I just don't.
So, yeah, like, do y'all have any take on that? How y'all feel about, you know, of course, I know we're all happy that they have reopened the case.
Yeah.
And doing more investigation on everything that's going on.
We'll see what happens.
I don't feel no type of way until it's conviction.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Like, because they could open up. They've done it before.
Yeah, they open
they've opened
up
these investigations. They file charges. And then, boop, they back out with their families and exactly. Living their life mm-hmm. like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And here it is. Like, it's a family, another family. So, I don't want that to happen again. I'll be happy when that goes all the way through and we see people go away for life for taking people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Sorry. Just had to get on my being held accountable for, you know, their actions. You right. need to be held accountable. When we do something wrong, we're held accountable for it. Yep. You know, there's a reaction to every action. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, this is something that, of course, news, hopefully we get to where we need to because, I'm still waiting on things for, you know, George Floyd. Like, I'm still waiting on things.
Yeah.
So, but it's all right. So, this is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it gets to the end of a completion where we get justice
yeah.
for Miss Breonna Taylor and all those many, many more out there. You know, this is just another startup.
Right.
So, this is another little thing that I read up on, and I was like, wow, you know what? This is crazy. And I know our operations joint is a bar. And I figured, you know, we should just talk about it just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because did y'all hear about Nicki Minaj?
Why she keep bringing up old shit?
It ain't old.
It's new.
You a barb. You a barb. You always a barb. You been a barb. Like, it is what it is. But anyway, Nicki Minaj, her husband. He's on curfew, you know, from that time ago when he did not register himself.
I'm sorry. This is just.
Okay.
I can't.
So Mr. Petty is on curfew. Mm-hmm. So you know what that means, right? When you're on curfew, you got to stay put wherever you are. So if Miss Nicki decides to go into labor after this curfew.
Said curfew. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to be there. That's some deep shit. I mean, but he has went to the courts and he has filed, you know, to get that lifted because he's her husband. He is the child's father and he is the manager. But I don't know. It's not looking good for Mr. Petty. Mr. bet y'all know. They probably going, they probably, you know what? They're going to make a fool of you. You probably not going to be able to see your child
anymore. This is an episode of when dating down goes wrong. I'm just going to say it. And I'm sorry because I tried not to say it. But this is the story of when dating down goes wrong.
Yes.
Like, because it's just everything that we're hearing about Mr. Petty is just
It's
petty.
Wrong.
It's just a spiral. It ain't even
petty. Like, I can't even really call it petty. No. Right. Like, it's past
petty. Like,
what
you doing, petty?
Like, it's past petty. Like,
you really keeping up to your, like, you really.
You surpassed your last name, okay? You surpassed it.
So, I was talking to the social, I was talking to the operations joint about it. And so, I'm like, well, this is what I don't get. Yes, we are adults. We should all handle our own situations. You know what I mean? And I'm like, Nikki knew that, you know, he had this going on. So why didn't she push for him to go ahead and get that taken care of?
Right.
And knowing that Nikki had, you know, she has people in her camp that do things or whatnot. I'm like, why didn't they push him to go ahead and get these things done?
You know what? It's...
And I'm like, no, you're just so much in this love bubble that you forgot that he's a registered sex offender.
But I don't even think it's that. I think that it's more of a, he's a grown man.
Like, it's
he got to handle his stuff on his own. Like, it can't be her
telling him what
to do. I
don't want you to keep bringing this negativity towards me.
But and he might have been lying to her. He might have told her he got it done. And then
come to find out,
here go that knock on that door, and she find out it's not done. You know what I mean?
That bitch knew good, goddamn well that he ain't
motherfucking
registered. He ain't lying about shit.
We don't know.
Just like, you know what, babe? You ain't going here. Okay, well, that's on you.
Yeah, but honestly, like, it is. It's on him. Like, cause yes, and that's the bad thing, that it's reflecting on her.
Yeah,
even though it is on him, it still is reflecting on her.
It's a reflection on her, just like you. When dating down goes wrong.
Goes wrong.
And it's like, damn, like, everybody that date down, it don't turn out so bad, but this
This is the example. Use this lady as an example, okay?
We have to.
Like, we got to be doing better than this. If we want to date down, we got to be doing better than this.
Y'all got to do everything, okay? Y'all go ahead and get you a True Fine, a White Page. Y'all need to go ahead and whatever else is out there, y'all make sure that you can find out all that you can find about this person before you try to take this person's last name and or give them your name, whatever the case may be.
Right.
All of the above.
All of the above. Because it's a mess.
Yes.
It's, you know, totally a mess. And then, too, staying on this little wave, so... It's sad news, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
The party still continues.
Pretty much.
Super Scent. She's single.
Allegedly.
And she ready to mingle. Well, she might not be ready
to mingle. It's not alleged.
She ain't ready to mingle.
She's single, single.
She's single, y'all. Super Scent is single.
She's single, single.
What is going on around here?
I don't know. But her boo over here looking at folk that ain't of age, though.
Allegedly. Because we got to put that in there. So, allegedly, Lou was around here DMing some girl. And at the time when he started DMing her was a time when him and Super had taken a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he continued on while they had got back together. When they were supposed to be back together, they had came all the way back together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sleeping with this young lady.
There's a meeting in my bed.
While him and Super was now back together. So.
Y'all need to cut y'all shit.
Once all of this stuff came out, you know. She was like, I ain't got time to investigate this. I'm running a multi-million dollar business. Deuces.
Okay.
Like,
because I'm good with or without you, boo.
Okay.
Period. Okay.
Thank you for my daughter.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it moving.
Thank you for being there. Okay.
Right.
But. Listen, I done been through life-threatening situations. Like,
yes.
I don't got time for this.
Yes.
Bye. So, y'all got out here do better. Y'all got to treat us better.
Yep.
Y'all got to do better with us. You know, handle with care. I don't like the way y'all out here treating us. You know.
It's like that meme I put up the other day and was like, these can't be the men that Destiny's Child said we need to cater to.
Okay, because I ain't running no bath with us.
I ain't found one yet. And I'm waiting. I would like to cater to somebody.
Yeah. Yo. And this is why my armor stays on even once I come home.
Because I can't let it down. There's no way that I can let it down.
Yo, it's crazy. But, y'all, so we're going to let y'all hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. So y'all heard that wonderful sponsor of ours. Thank you, sponsor. But listen, no, okay? I don't know about y'all, but I know I didn't. I don't know if she did. And I don't know if social media did either.
What?
So this whole thing with Beyonce, and this 3 hour long.
It was not 3 hours.
Musical. Well, they said that it was ending at 3, and it was coming on at, well, it was coming on at midnight, and it was ending at 3.
No, it wasn't 3 hours.
I don't know. I didn't watch
No, it was midnight Pacific Standard Time, and it was 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's what
I don't know. Somebody said it was going off at 3 a.m. I said,
so maybe that's why I think I'm staying up till
3. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, because the people.
You guys are crazy.
People on the East Coast technically got it, like, earlier. And ours wasn't until 3 a.m. On the East. No, on the West Coast.
Oh, well, I'll watch it when I get lit and I ain't got nothing else to do with my life.
When you get lit?
Yeah.
You wanna watch that when you get lit?
Yeah. It's very visual. So, I mean, if I was stoned, it may have freaked me out a little bit.
If I was stoned.
But you know, my ass be into shit. Like, I'll be like, look at, I'll be rewinding shit. It's gonna take me 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, social media joints, since you're the only one that watched it. What's
the only
okay,
one
who
watched
wait. Time out.
I didn't know I was the only one who
so,
watched it.
What's the name of it again?
Black is King. Yes.
Black is King out there.
And what's crazy that I watched it because I'm like, well, them heifers is going to watch it. So I got to watch it. I got to make sure I watch it.
Well,
y'all
didn't
even watch it
that
yet.
We was going to watch that shit.
I would have thought that you watched it.
But. Right. I'm like, because we got to talk about
like
it.
I like the one song. King, you a king already.
But you might like another song on there. He don't even know.
It was some other songs that I liked on there. It was.
Did you see Sir and Rumi?
So I did. Sir was all the way at the end. Rumi was in there. Blue Ivy was all throughout it.
Of course.
She is the Beyonce Jay-Z version of her Jay-Z, okay? Oh my gosh, she looked like her daddy.
Looked just like her dad.
Oh, she
I feel
she,
like all of them looked like her looked like Jay-Z.
Yeah, he
like
got
Beyonce
some,
literally just carried them. That was it. She just carried the kids.
They're gonna manifest.
Ass jeans.
They're gonna manifest.
They tell me.
And they
I'm
turn
not
into Beyonce.
Jeans.
Like, no, they're gonna always look like Jay-Z.
But they might manifest
But it's not like it's a
bad version.
It's not right. Like
they're not bad versions.
No, because Beyonce makes them prettier. Like,
but
that's
the thing is
that,
like,
the mother jeans make some pretty.
Some photos of Blue, I'd be like, damn, B. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and that's how it is, you know, anyway. Right. But, yeah, so, since I watched it, it's only an hour and a half long.
Mm-hmm.
But, for me, it gave me Runaway vibes. If y'all remember the Kanye West video, that was, like, that hour-long video that he made. That's what it gave me vibes of.
That douchebag video is not hour long.
It was. The Where's runway it? Video. Yeah, it was a whole, like, play for an hour. Like, real shit, look it up. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
I do recall.
Right.
I remember it being hour long. I remember that long-ass video. I know it's an hour. And if I sat my dad there and watched that hour for that one song, I hate it here.
No, because it was the whole, like, it was... The album was in the hour.
Oh, so it was a visual album.
Right.
Yeah.
I forget. It was pretty much the same shit. Like, it was pretty much the same way. He did it, like, years ago. So I do have to shout out Kanye for that because, of course, he was a visionary with doing that, right?
Don't do it. She over here that she's being disrespectful. Okay.
Let's have a toast
that
to
Nicole child abuse on her.
So. You know, so that's what it kind of gave me vibes of, right? Was, like, the artistic, like, you had to really, you can't just sit there and be like, I listen to Lil Baby and Little all the rest of them and try to watch this video. You're not going to get it.
I just died, y'all. Y'all ain't on the YouTube catching that, y'all. I just died.
That bitch said Lil Baby and Lil rest of them.
of all them, they all, y'all little babies,
whatever y'all are. Y'all not going to get it if y'all just listen to that. Like, it's very, very artistic. It's very artistic.
We over Beyonce. Next.
Why we gotta be over that? But, you know, I'm glad she did say something. Even though I didn't tune into it. I'm over here running my dag on my way. I ain't even tuned into dag with that. But y'all, the baby, he over here putting out another damn album.
Every 3 months.
Oh, my God. It seems like every 3 weeks he put another album. What is going on?
He's trying to get rid of that contract he got and go on his own.
He trying to be independent.
He trying to be real independent.
We know what you trying to do.
I can dig it. I ain't mad.
Aha. We on to you, dumb baby.
I'm tired of bopping.
Don't. Leave him alone, okay?
All right.
Just leave him alone.
But he may be trying to get rid of this so that he can do his own thing.
That's right. So he's not pigeonholed. No. I ain't think about that.
Because they do. They'll pigeonhole you when you got them.
We need 12 albums from you. He like, bet. Y'all about to get all
12. 12 of these in 3 years.
Less than a year, I'm about to give them all to you.
Every month. Get an album.
Yo. But I'm going to drop a mixtape. And in between times, right. Every 2 weeks, I'm going to drop a mixtape. Okay? I'm going to hit y'all with an album. Every 3 weeks. Every 3 months. I'm sick of it.
I'm leaving the baby alone with his big teeth, dog.
Yeah, yeah. But I like the baby.
You know I'm
I
the baby.
I know. I like him
because he is. He's fun.
I would definitely like to spend a few hours with the baby.
Yes, we're going to get high as fuck.
He's fun. He does.
He looks like a good time. He looks like a fun, good time.
But yeah, it's another album out there, y'all.
Yeah, so.
It'll be out Tuesday. And that's the only thing I like about it, because they don't drop albums on Tuesdays anymore. Remember back in the day when you had to go to Tuesday. FYE and all that shit and Best Buy? Your album was dropped on Tuesday. You had to go cop that CD.
Now, yo, you Friday. Funny for that. Not F. Oh, my God.
What? Yo, she just aged us all the way just now. She really
okay,
did
you
just
can go there
and
put my little earphones on. Listen to that.
Right. Listen to, like, little preview.
Mm-hmm. Little preview album. Okay. Going through the... Y'all ain't got the new album?
Right.
They sold out already?
Y'all ain't got no more?
Okay. Right.
Dang.
Just skip work just to go get albums.
Right.
Calling in to hold an album?
Be yeah. Like, you had to go right after school.
Okay. Who going to the mall? Y'all going to the mall? Let's go to the mall.
Yo, I remember when 50 Cent Crazy. Get Rich or Die Trying came out, and I went to like 6 different stores to get this album, yo. This is the shit we had to go through. Like, you kids don't understand it.
It's easy for you now. We had to
it's so
fight.
Easy, yo. We had to fight.
Fight for music.
Like, I remember, I legit, like, my college friend, she was like, yo, if you don't find this album.
Like, girl.
Because we went to the mall. That's when you used to be able to hang out at the mall. Mm-hmm. One. We went to all kinds of stuff.
Bitch, it was just, I mean, you could hang out at the mall earlier this year.
But still,
kids don't hang out at the mall no more, dog.
They don't really hang out.
They don't hang out at the mall.
But I said when you could, that was like back when we did.
Back when people used to.
Right.
You gotta mess my story up,
I know,
right?
It's all right.
So,
oh my God.
That's why I be sitting back here, see? It'd be worse if you was closer.
Now she don't want to be near you because she got an attitude.
Because she didn't hit my kids. She's over here abusing my kids. Mine. Okay?
See what I'm saying?
They're mine. Abusing that, my kids.
This that anyway. Domestic shit. See what I'm saying? That's why I stay out of it. So, we went all over. It used to be an actual record store on our campus. They didn't have it. So, we went to the mall. They didn't have it. Went someplace else. They didn't. I mean, we was all over the place. So, she was like, you don't find this fucking album.
Okay. Listen.
Like, I'm done with you. And then I finally found it and had to pay, like, twice the price because it was at some dumb record store. I'm so mad. Mm-mm. But I got it, though.
Yeah, I would have waited. Another week.
Today. Nah, it wasn't going to be no other
I'm
week.
I'm sorry.
It was,
I
like, it was going to be a while. It was.
Certain ones, I'm like, yeah, I don't even feel like it. But yeah, so since we're on to albums, did y'all listen to Brandy's new album?
No, I heard it was good, though.
Okay, so.
That ain't my vibe right now.
Well, anybody worry about you. Anyway. So, Brandy Norway, she has dropped another album. It came out when yesterday.
Yep.
It's called B7. I believe she has like 14 or 15 songs on her album. I'm maybe halfway through what I've heard thus far. I like it. Okay. I can say it's refreshing because I miss Brandy's voice. Brandy, you know, she has that different tone in her voice.
Yeah.
I miss that tone.
Brandy's voice is definitely, it's different. You know it's Brandy's
voice.
Yeah,
it's different. No one else has Brandy's voice. So it was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Like, the boy is mine. Like, I like that tone. Like, okay. So, right now, I got one thumb up right now. I'm not gonna give you two yet. I don't know, cause I'm not always.
No. How many GUGs do you give it thus far? That's what it is. How many?
Well, I'm only part way through, so thus far, out of how many?
Out of five.
Out of five. Out of five.
All I need is one mic.
Cha. I don't know. I ain't giving her one. No, she's not at a one. I'm gonna.
I hate her.
I was singing this song. I'm gonna give her.
But you were singing it for a specific purpose. Don't try it. Like, we don't know you.
So what I've heard so far, and just kind of skip through. I'm gonna give her a three right now. I'm gonna give her a three.
That's not bad.
I'm only halfway through, and plus I previewed a few of the songs just to, so I can get a beat, so I can get, you know, just to see what kind of vibe the song is gonna give me. Mm-hmm. So
is it 90s Brandy or no?
She's grown up.
Well, then I don't want to listen to it.
I was about to say it can't be 90s Brandy right now.
It can't be Moesha.
Right.
You can still bring 90s into it.
Nah, she can't do that.
Well, she need to figure it out.
Nah, but her voice. Right. It's her voice. Like, that'll bring you back to the 90s.
What's she singing about?
She had a fake marriage. She didn't had all that shit happen to her.
Why don't I listen to it when I ain't lit?
Yeah, you just going on Sunday. Listen to it.
No, because I ain't not. That is not 90s. That came out this year.
She gonna be here on Sunday anyway.
Who?
She can still listen to it.
Yeah.
Where I'm going?
You know what? Anyway, bye.
We're not doing that right now.
Anyway, so and Moesha's coming on Netflix too, y'all. Just to let y'all know. So tune into that, so y'all can Moesha with her and Q and stuff. Okay. Yeah, Moesha. But Brandy, thus far, I can kudos to you, my darling. So while we still talking about music.
I hate it here.
We still talking about music. Meek Mill, Milana. They don't exist anymore, y'all. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why we all just did that. Like, that's why I just did it.
So they are no longer together. Okay? Meek, he saw, he conquered it. Planted a seed.
And allegedly planted a seed in another one.
Oh.
Oh, y'all didn't hear that story?
No.
Oh, my God.
Where are you getting your seed from?
We are not alive.
Wait a minute.
I didn't hear that.
I heard that one. I didn't get my seed from there, okay?
Yeah, child. So, allegedly, they end up breaking up because, allegedly, he done got another kid out there, child.
Oh,
allegedly. That's what they said. They say he had put out like this cryptic tweet. Like, it's always outsiders trying to break up your family or something crazy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
But see, this is right here with Meek. I'm like, you a slight Mitch for this, because the whole time everything had to be private. Private, private, private. You heard nothing, knew nothing.
Right.
But then when breakup come, boom, you all on the airways.
We got together, we decided.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, so, okay, bro. Right. And I love the way Milano responded back to all of his tweets and stuff like that. Like, when he finally went out there and put it out, they're not together anymore.
Right.
But, you know, they're going to be co-parenting.
Well, you don't have no choice but to co-parent.
I don't know why they always say that.
I know, right? Like,
well, I mean, because some of these bitches don't be co-parenting.
But, like, but, okay. We ain't going to say they regular people as well. But on their caliber, at the end of the day, you know damn well they're going to co-parent. Like,
should.
Right.
I mean, some you may, it's like, yeah, like you may have to take them to court. You may have some. But 9 times out of 10, when you on that caliber, your motherfucking ass going to co-parent.
Yeah.
So I don't even know why y'all be like, oh, I'm going to co-parent. And we're going to be friends and co-parent.
Bet
you ain't got no choice.
It sounds good.
The fuck?
So, Milano, she responded back and she was like, okay, so, fine. So, let's arrest the killers of Breonna Taylor. Like, let's get to that. Like, she was so on to not worrying about anything else. She wasn't worried about anything else. Milano responded back, and she's like, let's arrest these officers that killed Breonna Taylor. Right. Like, on some more news. Like, because, bro, what's going on is irrelevant to me. Like, yeah, I like you, I love you, but okay, bye.
Y'all be thinking because y'all get that good head and y'all be slanging that dick that we supposed to give two fucks. Oh. Okay? It ain't always about that. It was good, okay? And now we got other shit to do. Like, we got other shit to do.
I don't even think it's that. I think that is more the fact of, like,
annoying.
He done planted that seed.
Yeah, it's different. It's way different. Like,
so, that shit's way different. This is my Libra mind.
I just didn't like the way he did things, though.
And,
yeah,
so, I'm going to say this, right? So,
square hate.
Milano really came in heavy. Like, she's known Meek for a while, right? But then, like, when he was with Rich Girl Ness or whatever, they was all hanging out. Like, they was besties. Then him and Rich Girl, you know, Ness broke up or whatever. And now Milano was riding harder. So I don't want to say that. Like, who knows, like, what was the situation when, you know, he was with Rich Girl going back forth with Milano. Because
she was out there. She was praying on that thing.
She was lurking and planning.
Because
sometimes it's the ones that's so close that's the ones that they go to. You know what I mean? So I don't know. So I'm like,
yeah, we don't know.
I don't want anybody's relationship to be fucked up or whatever, but it's kind of on a sense of like, okay, if you was doing that, then I mean, it's kind of on the, you kind of knew what you was getting into.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in that situation anyway with a certain person,
right,
and you guys are collectively, I'm going to say same circle because you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can bring you guys together.
Right.
You know that person to an extent, you know, so it's like, I feel like you knew, I mean, you know what it is, you know. Yes, you might like somebody. Yes, we might like somebody. We don't plan to fall in love, and no, we don't plan to have children, but shit happened.
Because the thing is that the rumors with Meek Mill and Milano being together were when he was with other women. Like, he had other girlfriends, but they was all like, nah, he with Milano.
Yeah.
So, that's why I'm just like, I feel sorry that the situation is, like, done. But it's like, damn.
Y'all think it was just for the gram? Y'all think it was just for the headline?
But they kept it real private, though. That's the thing. Like, that's his only private relationship he had. None of the other relationships was private. All the other ones was out there.
Yeah, and they were out
his
there.
His names was in the songs, all of that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just felt like, I was like, this is like too, I don't know, it just felt too well played. It just seemed like, all right, so after 2 months, all right, we're not going to be together no more. Like, we're not. But we already know.
Six weeks after the baby is born, we're done.
You know, had a whole contract.
When baby boy break his first tooth, we're done.
We're done.
I mean, when he gets off the nipple, we're done. Okay? I don't need you anymore, okay? It's all good. But no, so, I mean, it sucks that happened.
Yeah.
And this jumps into our topic because, you know, Milano, we looked at her as being an independent woman.
Right.
You know, she was out here. She built her empire.
Right.
Yeah, she built her empire from the ground up. Mm-hmm. She's been doing her thing. Everyone is wearing her brand.
You see it
everywhere.
Athletes, everybody.
And she just be doing her thing. And, you know, I tuned in. They had a, she had like a, it was probably maybe a 2-day like little video that she had. It was put together and it was scripted. And it was basically her getting ready for a show, a runway show.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved like just the way that she had everything laid out. The way that she was moving, I was like, she's vicious. She is so vicious.
You know who helped her with that, right?
She's vicious. She's vicious, okay? She's vicious. So, but we're on to say that, you know.
One of the people that we know from Salem. helped her out with that.
Independent. Whatever. Everybody yes. need a little help. Independent women need love too.
Yep.
Okay? We need love too, y'all. We tired of out here.
We've been talking a lot about independent women today too.
We have. It's a lot of
them. Because we independent as fuck.
I mean, they out there. It's alive and well. We need about? Love too, y'all. We out here. We're doing our thing. Mm-hmm. We are always looked at as, you know, an independent woman doesn't need.
Right.
When, in all actuality, just because we're boss women handling our business does not mean that we do not need love too. That we do not need certain things too. Just as mm-hmm. well as the homeless person on the street, just as well as the regular 9-to-5, just as well as the mommy, dearest, whoever.
Right.
We need love too, y'all. So, why is it a perception that independent women don't need a man? Like, they don't need men. They don't need a man in a relationship. Why do you think that that's a perception that's out there?
Because I feel like a lot of times, like, they feel like it's like money wise, like material. Like not, yeah, like not even realize like materialistic things. Like, because you're so independent, you have your own money, you have your own this, you have your own that. So it's like, what do you need a man for?
Mm.
Like, why do you need a man when you already have your own house, you have your own car, you have your own business? So what you need a man for? Mm. What am I here for?
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not the way to look at it, but a lot of times that's how some look at it. Like, what I need you for?
I can rock what you want at. Okay. I can rock what you want
at.
Okay.
I mean, I think that it's partly that, but also is that a lot of men feel as though they have to take care of a woman. Like, because, I mean, in all honesty, like, that's what, you know, they've always been taught. Like, they have to be that security, right, for that woman. Mm-hmm. And when they see that a woman is independent and she doesn't technically, you know, need... In a sense of, like, mm-hmm. that security, because she has all of those things on her own, it's kind of like, well, you already got everything that I could technically provide for you, right? But it's deeper.
But it's deeper than that.
Right. It's deeper than the material things. And I think that that's where men kind of get it messed up, is that security doesn't just mean car, house, job, you know, all of that. Those things are included in there. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if a woman brings that to the table, then you got to think about what else you can bring to the table for security purposes, right?
Right, because it's more to
it. Because it's more it's just than more just that it. Material.
Yep, it's more to it than just that. It's more, you know, just how you have the, of course, you have the, your love languages.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have your, what is it, 5 love languages? You have your love languages. So mm-hmm. If I am the one that is primarily making more money,
right,
doing that, you have, there's other ends of the spectrum where you can pull in,
mm-hmm.
where it would, you know, make me whole, we would be, you know, we would come together and we would be great,
right?
So with my two Johns here and I'm talking about it, I'm take both from each, because I feel as though it's something traditionally men have always been told that, okay, we're the head of the household,
right,
we have to take care,
right,
women are supposed to do this,
right,
when we are in a new day and age, and that's not it, right. So if you have to be Mr. Mom, be Mr. Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the breadwinner, but there are things that we need to come together and be on one level about,
right,
you know. So I think it's just It's a ill factor that, you know, independent women don't need love too. It's just the fact that, you know, that money and stuff ain't don't bring me happiness all the time. I still need a companion.
It doesn't.
You know, I still, like, you know, certain women still need those aspects of life.
Cause
some
women
don't need it. They're okay with it.
We talked about that before, like how money doesn't bring happiness. Like, yeah, it can ease some worries,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't bring happiness. Right. Now, that's a issue that I would like to explore myself, you know, on my own, to see if that's the truth. So God, you know, go ahead and bless me with that so I can learn my lesson. That's what I'm saying. But
she's crazy, y'all.
But no, like, money does not automatically bring happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. So, why do you think most independent women are single?
Because ain't nobody putting up with a ninja's bullshit. Okay? I got my money. I got my car. I got my crib. Now, what your broke ass want?
Okay?
No. Okay. Now, that's what you want? Okay?
Because
you trying to mooch off of me? You trying to get some of my money and shit? What you want? Is you trying to sit up here? You trying to build with me? What you got? What you bringing to the table?
I'm scared, y'all.
This is why I'm...
So, yeah. Okay. Oh,
but,
right.
I mean,
She
hit on some good points. You know, it was very aggressive.
Yeah, okay.
How she did it.
Very aggressive.
I ain't mad at it. You know, I ain't mad at it.
It's all right. It's all good. I think the approach of men is at an all-time low. Okay?
Yeah.
There are a lot of men that are intimidated by the way they assume a woman is. Right. How she is. Her personality or whatnot.
Who are you pointing at? Stop pointing at me.
I'm like, I don't know. So I think that men are taken back too. They don't actually go with that first instinct.
I hate her, yo. I hate it here.
They'll pull back on certain things. So, I think that might be why independent women are single, because of that. And, you know, some guys just can't handle not being on top, not being that,
fucking hate it here, yo.
Head of household. What is that? So, she was doing it. What?
So, for me, I think that, like, when it comes to you, men don't know, like you said, they don't know how to approach a woman who has her shit. Like, they don't, because they know that they can't approach. If you don't stop,
I'm sorry, but it looks very wrong. It's like you're flicking
nipple, her nipple.
Something like it looks very crazy on camera.
Now it does.
Very crazy.
It wasn't looking like that before.
Sorry, guys.
But, because that approach that they use on other females, and there's nothing wrong, you know, with other females. Like, I don't want to make it seem like, oh, we're independent.
Let me go get you the bundle box of McDonald's.
What?
I mean,
which one? Granted, the chicken one? Because I'm with it.
I'm about to say, granted, depending, I may be with the
chicken.
Shit.
I hate it.
But no, but like, you know, they know how to approach certain women. So when you're out of their scope of what they're used to approaching, it's like, damn, like, I gotta come in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they don't know what way that is. Like, they like, I got my one way that's been bagging these bitches all my life. How I'm gonna switch it up?
Yeah, I don't.
To bag the next one.
I don't know. I don't have a tight crossover.
Right. So.
I just don't know.
That's what I feel like it is. It's like, and when you are independent, and you carry yourself a certain way, you automatically, like, get looked at a certain way.
Right.
You automatically look like,
yeah.
Damn, I can't even say none of that, Heffa.
Right. Yeah, and you...
Or you just scared to say something, but it's like...
Right. You know, it's like a... Okay, like, perfect example, like, on Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Right.
When Martin's character went and approached Honey Boo Boo with her crazy self up there, hitting her own crazy self with an orange and slamming her arm in the door and stuff, all crazy. She was nuts, y'all.
Right.
But so they were like, you know, his voice was like, you ain't gonna bag that.
Right.
What are you doing? Like, you're not gonna be able to get that. Not at all. And lo and behold, she opened up the door and let him in.
Right.
Okay. So you just never know, because what you think you may not be able to get, you probably can. But that is an issue. So
no. Before people start DMing me, like, so I heard I could get you. Oh. No, the fuck you can't.
You broke ass.
Listen. I'm about to tune y'all in or something, right? Listen to this. So should we lower our standards just so we can get some live?
No.
Just so we can find a nice little companion.
Y'all, listen, this is where bitches be getting fucked up at, okay? Let me tell y'all something, okay? This is where you get fucked up at.
Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Wait a minute.
You don't need love all the time. I mean, yeah, granted, you want that love. But every now and again, y'all be watching the show. And if you don't, I'm about to bust it down for you. Remember when she got the massage and the motherfucker bust her motherfucking ass open, okay? That's what that's she need. Needed.
Right.
That's all you need. Hit up the massage board. Get bust down right quick. Bust down Tatiana right quick, okay? So you be needing. You hoes out here, oh, I want a husband. Oh, I want, you don't want the problems, okay? Child support, baby mama drama, all kinds of nonsense. Felicia knocking at your goddamn door. Your man just DM me. No, bitch, I ain't got time for that, okay? No. I ain't got time. Okay?
Felicia better go on ahead, y'all.
See what I'm saying? Bye, Felicia.
This is what I'm talking about. Call up the massage board. Get your motherfucking butt. Get your motherfucking shit. Bust it open. Bust it open. Bust that shit open. Okay? Wow. Call the motherfucking day. Wow. Then going back to your independent self. Okay?
And that's that.
Wow. Leave these niggas alone. Like, nigga, can you bust it down, Tatiana? Y'all be worrying. Don't be looking for the wrong shit in these niggas. Like, what? Stop asking them. Pull your dick out.
So and the meeting is now adjourned.
Hit him with the joint. Hit him with the motherfucking la-la shit like she did Emmett. Like, yeah, I heard you was Emmett. Let me see. Okay? Yeah, right. I heard you walking around here with a third leg. Okay. Let me see. Ask them how they do that shit on TikTok. You know they be throwing their little songs and all that extra bullshit? I hate that shit. It's so nasty. Ask a nigga how you do that shit. It is. Ew. Like, ask the bitch to do that. Okay? Ask that nigga to do that. Let me see what your tongue move like. Oh. See if I like it or not. Okay? Y'all bitches got all fucked up. You independent bitches. Y'all be looking for the wrong shit.
First of all, I need to know when the last time you went to the dentist, because I don't want halitosis and I don't want anything going on. Okay, so that's a first. Okay, so no, I don't want to see what that tongue be like, because I need to make sure you're up on.
What was that called? Booty call? When he saran wrapped it?
Yes, that was booty call.
Saran wrap, bitch. I don't know why I care when you went. Saran wrap. Fuck.
Dental damn.
Sick of shit.
So. Obviously, she ain't lowering her standards. It was a whole lot. I told you the meeting's adjourned.
So much that just happened.
I'm about to end this shit. It's done. She said it all. I mean,
I'm sick. Tired.
The operation John just spilled it out, put it all out the table. Something hit her heart.
Something hit her little heart.
And I don't know if I got a good comeback for that, y'all. The business John.
But I mean, I'm going to say something real quick.
I don't know. I don't know.
When it comes to lowering your standards, there has to be a reason why. I'm not going to lower my standards and you coming at me like any other dude on the street, right? I'm not going to lower my standards and all you talking to me about is sex, right? I'm not going to lower my standards and all you talking about is taking me out on a date. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lower my standards and you're married. I'm not going to lower my standards for like none of the bullshit. Mm-hmm. It ain't happening.
But if you the massage bowl.
No. Here's the thing. The massage bowl is there for his purpose.
Yeah, he was giving that's his purpose. Massage.
Like, when it's something more than that, if I'm talking about, like, I want to date someone, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not dating none of you ninjas that can't even handle a conversation with me.
Don't even know how to do it.
Like, you can't even handle a conversation
like,
with
damn,
me.
Like, damn, look at that like, ass. You looking cute sitting there. Look at all that ass sitting up in that chair.
Right.
Girl, when we leave this restaurant, you know what I'm going to do to you, girl.
Not a goddamn thing.
Nothing, bitch, because I'm going home. With your broke ass. Matter of fact, I'm leaving now.
Exactly.
Wait, get me. And you ain't even got to pay my bill, bitch. That's how independent I'm going to be.
I got my
own. I got my own shit.
Right.
I'm going to leave your ass sitting there.
Left him right at the restaurant.
Split this motherfucking check, because he got to pay for his own shit.
I left him right at the restaurant. Have no zero tolerance, y'all. I'm sorry.
Like, and that's the thing is that, like, if you, like, that's my thing. I can't lower my standards just because if I lower them, it's almost like me lowering myself.
Right. Right.
Like, and I'm on a certain level that you got to meet me at my level. Right. I'm not coming down to your
level. Be going like
I had to build myself up to a certain level because it was certain things that I used to tolerate
both of y'all just tolerating. Said it. Y'all both said it.
I'm not tolerating it no more.
First off, Operation John just said we got to be moving parallel, right? Because we both need to be moving on our own path, but on the same level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like if I'm doing that, and if do you know how long, like the business John said, do you know how long it took me to get to this level,
right?
And you want me to meet you down here?
Not happening. I've been there.
Looking down on you like, nigga.
You got to come up here.
I meet you at the top, player.
If you can't.
You heard me down there.
And, you know, a lot of women see potential. They lower their standards because of potential. It can't just be the potential you're lowering your standards for. It got to be work behind that potential.
It be that talk. So some of you can just talk a good
game. It's a lot. Because guess what? It's so easy. But you know what? And I'm sorry, but us as women, we have to do around the board, not just black. But us as women, we need to do better.
Yeah.
Period. Because anyway, we just need to do better. because we make it easy. We make things easy.
Yeah.
For these men or significant others, whatever your preference is, we still make things easy.
Right.
We make things easy, which we move in with somebody and or we let them move in with us.
Ooh. Soup just said it.
Okay.
Soup just said
it. And then we start acting like we married and we ain't even married.
Super just said it. Under no circumstances am I ever putting my husband's name on my house. We'll have a house, me and him. But what's my house is going to stay my house.
Yeah.
Same with him. Mm-hmm. If he got a house, my name on your house.
That's the one thing my daddy always taught me, honey. Always keep my shit in my name.
That's
it. Don't put it in nobody else's name. If you live in a motherfucking apartment, make sure you on the top so you don't get pissed and shitted on, player.
That's it. Because we lower our standards. We do. We accept all shenanigans.
Yep.
We do. At some time and point, we accept it. We accept the backlash. We accept the BS. We accept the stagnant.
The drama. All of that. Yes.
Just even when you're trying to move up, you have somebody that's just still there.
Right.
Laying on the couch playing video games.
And it's like,
it's no problem with you playing video games.
We went from Netflix and the chilling. I done started up a whole business. Got a house. Got a car. And you still laid on the sofa.
And bro, you still work. Like, you still at Walmart, nighttime crew. Like, I need you to do something else.
Just be a manager by now. Please.
Not even that. You don't want to do nothing to have your own business?
Like, you haven't seen the way that I've been moving and shaking. We're
talking about business plans. The fuck?
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't got
time. And so it.
Ooh, you brought up a good point.
Y'all are options.
It's a hurt piece. It's definitely a hurt piece. For women that feel as though they need to lower their standards. As an independent woman, I'm not lowering my standards, you guys. I'm not.
This is not too much more time.
I know, but I do want to say this. I do want to have your opinion on this real quick, right? Because you just brought up something real good. So B. Simone was trash, right? She was trash all through the blogs and everything a few weeks ago because she said she can't date a 9-to-5 man.
Mm.
Right? So as an independent woman, having your own business, doing things like that, do any of us think that we could date a 9-to-5 man?
I could.
Right now, I believe I can. Because I don't have an issue with that. I'm not going to look for someone. Like, I'm not going to say you're out of my league.
Right.
But I'm not going to say somebody that's 9-to-5 right now, I could be with someone.
Right.
Because I'm 9-to-5.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But if I was at that level, like I said, we grow and we grow and we grow as the years go on. So if I reach a certain level, then no. If I'm Toni Braxton, no.
Right.
I'm not 9-to-5.
No.
Nah, bro. Unless you're 9-to-5 at your own business.
So.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel as though, I don't know. I just don't feel as though I'll be able to. But no, I'm not going to look for somebody that's out of my league right now. Like, I'm not going to reach for that. That's it. Oh, you got to be driving
out. I don't see why she just straight X'd them out, though. Like, I can't.
I do.
I mean, I guess it's like, yeah, you do. But then it's like, like a 9-to-5 like us. He's building. You know what I mean?
So here's the reason why, right? Men are different when it comes to 9-to-5. Right. Like, because 9-to-5 to a man who's trying to be in a relationship with you, like, they want, they shit, you need to be home when they are home. You got to be with them when they're, and if I'm someone who's, I'm out there, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm working, I'm doing stuff, I don't work a 9-to-5. And even us now, like, we work, y'all work 9 to 5s, right? But you get off work, we got shit to do at 7 o'clock sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that ain't till what? Late sometimes.
Right.
So I don't see it with a person who works 9 to 5 because they're not going to understand when I say, like, I can't be there for you when you want me there for you. Because this is going to be on your time.
And see, and then that's where the fuck up comes in at. That's what you're saying, like, every man that works 9 to 5 is being perceived as this man that wants you home. And that's not the case.
But most of them do.
But that's not the case.
And I'm gonna say it's a stereotype, but I'm saying the stereotype mm-hmm. because I've seen it
right.
myself yeah. and I've experienced it. Right. Like, when guys yeah. want you when they want you. And if I'm out there and I'm grinding and, like, my schedule, like, because, you know, everything that we got going on right now, my schedule changes. Right. So,
but and if you are someone that's 9 to 5 and you know that you're trying to get someone, if you're trying to get B. Simone and you are 9 to 5, then you should definitely be working on something to be your own entrepreneur, to be able to do something, because you can't try to come to someone and try to run parallel with B. Simone if you don't have that same work ethic. And if you don't have that understanding of hustling, business, if you don't have that mindset of business,
right?
Because business is 1, 2, 3, 4, it's nonstop. It's 24/7, 365.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, a dude who works a 9 to 5.
If you don't understand that, then
is it going to understand an independent woman who's doing her own thing? Like, if it's an independent woman who works a 9 to 5, cool. Y'all can do what y'all got to do. But when you hustling and trying to be like that person, is hard. Like, and here's the thing, is that guys will say that they're okay with something, and then when they see it happen, they're like, well, I don't understand why you got to do that.
They're not. And that's where, you know, infidelities kick in. That's when all this other drama
kicks in. So that's why I'm like, I don't think I could, just because it's too much trying to explain what I'm trying to do. If you don't understand it, you're not going to understand it.
That's where the fuck up comes in with the men as well. Because if he cares for you, no matter what job or what he has going on, he's going to understand what you have going on regardless. And it's not going to put that kind of pressure on you.
But mm-hmm. And that's where the hoodwink comes in, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, I understand you got a business. I understand you doing what you do. But at the end of the day, they want me home.
Right.
At the end of the day, you want to see me when you want to see me. At the end of the day,
it's reverse,
like,
too. Right. You know, it's reverse play, too, as well. You know, you have women out there that you knew what you were getting into.
Yep.
You know that this person was on the up and up as this, and, you know, he blew up. Now, right. You want him home with you and the kids, but you know that he can't because he got to handle business and bring home this chicken.
Right.
You know, so it's a catch 22.
Right.
It really is a catch 22. So if you don't feel as though, like, if you don't want it, you know, that's our prior, you know, that's our prior, prerogative.
Right.
If she doesn't want to deal with a 9 to 5, a gentleman that's 9 to 5, so be it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't. It takes a different, you got to be at a different certain level to be able to understand the work and the dedication that comes in to being a boss.
Pretty much.
Period.
Because
if you don't have that boss mentality,
it ain't going to work.
It's never going to work. It's never, ever, ever going to work. So, as independent women, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so y'all just, you know, we need love too, you guys. Like, moral of the story is, you know, don't be afraid to approach, but don't come with no okey-doke bullish either. Like, this is where we're going to stop the bullshit.
You okay? Legit got to
It's not Sesame Street Barney, okay? We not doing this.
Right.
Do not. Come with me. Come at me with a right mindset.
Yeah.
Okay? Because we have certain levels. If you don't feel as though, you working too hard, you might not be working enough. Okay? So don't just kick homegirl to the side. She might even, you know, she might uplift you to go ahead and do something that you need to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So don't be kicking them independent women off to the side, y'all. We need love. So. But that's
or you just gonna be treated like massage bay. That's it.
Okay, you better drop it off. Come massage me. But so with that said, y'all. So we are at the end of episode 5. talking about us independent women, and we need love too. We right. like to be held and caressed too. Okay? We like our scalps massaged too.
I know that's
But so do y'all have any last words for this episode?
I said enough.
You did, because you was a little aggressive, so I'm surprised you still got a voice. But, I mean, you can if you want to.
No, I'm good.
Okay, great. How about you, social media, Joy? You got anything to say?
I mean, just, you know, approach a woman how you would want someone to approach your mama or your sister or your auntie or someone who's close to you, right? Don't approach no women on some dumb ish and then think they're going to be all right with it.
Exactly. And lastly, I can just say, you know, just come correct. If you even have to, if you're just going off on what you normally do, don't do it.
Right.
Think about it before you actually make that step. And come on, y'all. Stop being afraid to approach us. Just approach us and come with it. You know what I'm saying? So, the Get 'Em Girl Crew, episode 5, is in a bag. The Business Joint, Social Media Joint, and Operations Joint. We will check y'all out next week where we hear every Sunday at 6 p.m. Holla at ya. This is the Business Join. You can find me, IG, Simply Bella, Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations Join?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS underscore Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right. And you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J underscore Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Punkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew.
Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.